May the love of our God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit be with all of us. This morning, I just want to emphasize on the epistles reading for this morning. It is a kind of surprising, or I cannot say a magic, because it's when we see the number, it is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, and chapter 13, up to verse 31. It is kind of 3-1, 1-3, 3-1. So I just want to say about those 1-3 and the 3-1, because the last verse of chapter 12 and the last verse of chapter 13 of the same message. The topic I just want to take for today's message is more excellent way. On the last chapter of chapter 12, Paul says to the Corinthians, I will show you a still more excellent way, the best way, the very important way. The world we are living in is full of choices. People choose many things for the best. People choose a very good doctor for their health. They choose a very good hospitals and the clinics. People choose a very good car, good car companies, and they choose also a very good house to live in. And also they prefer a very good job, career for their futures, and a good study and the schools. So our world is full of choices for the best. The same is true in the Bible. In the first books of the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, Moses told to the people of Israelites, saying, I have set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. Choose life. It's a choice. The same is true in Joshua, the next leader of Israelite. On his book, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says, choose this day whom you will serve. Me and my household will serve the Lord. Choose the God whom you are going to spend your life, your money, your talent. Choose the one whom you are going to worship today. I already chose the living God Yahweh, the God of Abraham and Jacob. So it is about a choice of the best one, a choice of the very important part. That's why in our text today, Paul, on his last verse of chapter 12, saying to the church of Corinth, which part of the gift of the Holy Spirit where they have to more emphasize. As we know, and we are studying on our Bible class, we are studying the 1 Corinthians, the church of Corinth was full of different challenges and questions. There were problems among them, divisions from the beginning. In chapter 3, there were divisions among them. I am Cephas, I am Paul, I am Jesus, I am Peter. So there were divisions. There were questions about the marriage, the problems, the immorality among them. About the food sacrifice for idols. About the Holy Communion. So in that time, they were in many different questions and problems. when you come to the last, this chapter, chapter 11, 12, they are very blessed by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there is a problem on the way they are using. So I said that I want to emphasize on 1, 3, and the 3, 1. These three chapters of the 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14, they are interconnected chapters. Chapter 12, it talks about the different gifts of the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit gives to church for the growth of the church. There are different types of church: gift of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of administration. Different kind of gifts are mentioned in the 12th chapter. When you jump chapter 13 and go to chapter 14, chapter 14 explains how they have to use those gifts. As all of us knows, when we buy something new, when you buy television or car, whatever, there is a small book with that, which is called manual. That book explains about the materials or the things we bought and how to use it. In Africa, nobody read that. I don't know here. Everybody just try in the ear, just touch buttons here and there, just they know it. Because some of the books are very big. The same is true maybe with some people here. If we are not using the manuals, we may destroy many things. That's why Paul gave the 14 chapters how those gifts have to be used. If that rules and regulations are not followed, the problem comes. I know today in many churches, they close their doors for the gifts of the Holy Spirit because of they are not using chapter 14, especially those who are using that. What Paul wants to emphasize here is, for your surprise, it's not about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's not about what are the Holy Spirit's gifts of the Holy Spirit, or it's not about how he was. He put something in between. Some preachers explain it as a sandwich. You know, we know everybody knows a sandwich. A sandwich is a sandwich because of the food we put in between the two slices of bread. It's not about the bread. When we talk about the sandwich, it may be a sandwich of egg or sandwich of fish or sandwich of vegetarian, whatever. What makes a sandwich is what we put in between those two slices. So Paul put the very important thing, the very excellent way in between the gifts and the use. There is something brought those things together. That is about love. Love is the key point there. I came from Ethiopia, the Mekane Yesus Church, the Lutheran Church, the largest Lutheran Church in the world with 7.2 million members. We are very exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 30 to 35 years ago, we had a problems with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Of course, that I will mention in our Bible class. But the problems with the using of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the problem created by the people, those who have those gifts. Mostly, those who have special gifts of the Holy Spirit, they consider themselves as a special person, a unique person. And they think take as a grant for their salvation. But that's why Paul wants to emphasize on the main part of the gift, the first gift of the Holy Spirit, that is about God. When we see about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as I've said, some servants, especially the ministers, they consider their gift, the first thing, us, they get us because of their special person. But I just want to emphasize 2 points on our service or our ministry or whatever we do in the church. When we give service, not only service, even when we donate something or do something from ourselves, we have to do that to get something, or we don't have to do that by expecting something from that. Especially the Pentecostal preachers, when they came to Ethiopia, they preach, of course I've seen here in TV also, when they preach at the last, they say, now seed your seeds, give your gift, you will get in double portion. So if you give $1, you get $10. If you give 100,000, so it's kind of business. Give and you will get it back. It's not a business. We give a gift not to get a gift. We give a gift because of we have it. You get my idea? We give something because of we have it. The same is true in our service. We serve the Lord because we have the Lord. We give the gifts because God has already given us. The second problem with the servant, the ministers who are using the Holy Spirit, they thought that it is part of their salvation. By serving more, by serving great, they thought that contributes for their salvation. That's wrong. Because we are serving not for salvation. We are serving because of we are already saved. Our service is the fruit of our salvation. I came from Muslim background. When we learned that our service, our goodness, our charity is considered is part of our salvation. We learned that two angels are sitting in our shoulders, one in the right, one in the left. The right one registered our goodness. The left one registered our badness. So in the day of judgment, we come before God. So we put things in the balance. If the good thing balance, you're automatically saved. If your evil get balanced, it's dead. It's not about that. It's not what we are going to do. It is what God has done for us. So, that's the main point I just want to emphasize here. So, as I've said, in the Corinthian church, when you come for the altar, the main point Paul wants to show to them is, it is not their service, it is the love. The important one, the middle one, love. Some people explain love as they abbreviate L-O-V, living our values every day, L-O-V. It is the life which Christ given us, which we have to exercise. Well, that's the main gospel, the main message, as I've showed to the children now. The main God's gift. We know that the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16, I hope everybody knows that. John 3, 16, for God so loved the world, he has given his only begotten Son. God's love, that love he gave us himself. That's the love what Paul wants to emphasize here. To see it, maybe to more explain this, I just want to go to the Genesis about the creation. In creation time, God created everything and gave it to human being to whom he created on 6 days on his image and on his likeness. So God created everything, put it in the Garden of Eden, and gave it to human being. So God gave creation to the man who he has created. So in Genesis, in the creation, God the creator gave creation to human being because of his love. But the New Testament is different than that. In the New Testament, God the creator of universe, he gave himself to the creation. Now it is reverse. In Genesis, God the creator gave creation to human beings. But now, the creator gave himself to the man who he has created. So, in creation, man is living in creation in Eden of Garden. But in the New Testament, the creator is living in the one whom he has created. So, in the Genesis, the man living in the creation, but in the New Testament, the creator is living in us. That's what I just want to show for the people in about the love of God. But the problem is, in Genesis, when people, Adam and Eve, when they fall in sin, God took them out of the garden and he just let them go. But the good thing, always I want to emphasize, is in the New Testament, God didn't put something outside of us. He just put himself inside of us. That's a great thing. As Martin Luther said, he said that, I am amazed in the greatness of God. Always the greatness of God is, I cannot imagine the greatness of God. But beyond that, what makes me surprised is, this great God is living in a small, tiny man in Luther. So, as he said, that's the great gift God has given us. But the problem is, man, instead of putting God in himself, man put in himself something else. You know very well than me, we are living in the house. That's how we are created. But sometimes, if house is living in us, that's the problem. Did you get my idea? Sometimes, we bought car to live in the car. But sometimes, car live in us, and always, especially the immigrant people, my people, when we come here, mostly they emphasize on the beautiful cars. So instead of sitting in the car sit in themselves. So they spend all their money and their life to buy a luxurious car because the car is inside them. They run to get a beautiful car. But when Christ lives in us, that's who has to over control our life. So today, as Paul said, the important part is not about the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not about how to use. It is about the love of God, which he has given himself. He has put himself in us, live in us forever. That's a magic number I said, because 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the last verse, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the last verse, all speaks about the importance of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the last verse 13 says, faith, hope, and love, these are different. Be all of that, love is the greatest one. So, because of God's love, God has given us who is living in us, Emmanuel, God with us, that we celebrate always. Always when I come to this church, I see the Holy Communion, on the altar. That reminds me, Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us forever. So, as Paul said today, and when, as I said in the example of the sandwich, we have to remember the center of our life, the great gift of all gift, the love of God who live for us, even forever. In Revelation chapter 7, that explains about the love. That love continues forever. It says, no more sadness, no more tear, no more crying, because the Lord himself wipe out all the tears. That is, again, the expression of love. As Paul said, love lives forever. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our minds and hearts in Jesus our Lord and Savior for the life everlasting. Amen.